Hello everybody and welcome to Malama Speaks. My name is Faith, as you all know by now, and today I'm here to talk about menstrual health and hygiene management. I'm going to break it into segments, yeah, but I'm going to start today. Wherever I stop, I'll continue next time, okay? There might be three segments, but let's see how it goes. Now, menstrual health and hygiene is everybody's business as far as I'm concerned. Yes, it's everybody's business because it is all about the well-being of every woman. It's important to every woman. And to a large extent, it's important to the menfolk. It's important to the society. If women are not okay, the society cannot be okay, right? We have sisters, we have mothers, we have wives, you know, so the society shouldn't be okay when a particular gender is not okay. So it is very important for us to keep talking about menstrual health and hygiene because this is serious business. Yes, it is serious business. Now, you cannot talk about menstrual health and hygiene management without talking about period poverty. You can't talk about menstrual health and hygiene management without talking about the protection of sexual and reproductive health rights. You cannot talk about menstrual health and hygiene management without talking about this negative stereotype that surrounds menstruation. These three things are very important and sensitive topics. And in some parts of the world, we are not ready to talk about it, but I'm glad that people are beginning to embrace menstruation matters, menstruation talk. Don't mind me. When I was young, I didn't like to hear the word menstruation. It was kind of embarrassing for me. I would rather you say periods. In my secondary school, we usually say periods, but people at home will still call it menstruation, and I just found that a little bit embarrassing, you know. But as I am right now, as an adult, I can say it anywhere, at any time. If you don't want to hear it, you can cover your ears. But this is serious business, please. Okay? Now, period poverty is a global issue. But it's not just about availability as far as I'm concerned. It also includes lack of hygienic facilities. You know, a lot of people are unable to manage periods with dignity because of stigma. A lot of people are unable to, you know, manage periods because of superstition and religion. You know, how on earth is it possible that in this day and age, people still stigmatize others for being on their periods? This is a normal thing. This is a normal process that women go through every month. So how is it possible that you were born, you saw people doing this thing, and you are grown, people are still doing it? It didn't change. So how is it possible that every woman will have a taboo, you know? How is it even possible? So period poverty is a very serious issue because it affects education, it affects our health, it affects our emotional well-being. Imagine a girl cannot go to school because she's on her period. Why should that be the case? That I'm on my period does not mean that I'm sick. Yes, I might have side effects. I might have some, you know, mood swings here and there. I might feel back pain. I might be rushing than normal. So I would be scared to not want to get stained, thereby being shamed. Yeah. But then, periods should not stop you from going to school. People should begin to embrace period as a normal life phenomena. Okay? Why should period affect your health? Why? If you're on your period and you have pains, excessive pains, it's not normal. Go to the hospital and get yourself checked. Your period should not be painful, please. Your period should not be painful. If somebody near you is experiencing pain and sickness just because of their period, please, please take them to the hospital. There might be underlying issues. It is not your period. Your period should not affect your health, okay? Then emotional well-being. Your period poverty affects that. If you're being shamed for being on your period, of course it will affect your well-being. It will affect your emotions. You know, it can affect your mental health. Why should I be subjected to a certain part of the house just because I'm on my period? What is exciting about that? What is funny about that? So that should have, on a normal day, that should affect someone's well-being. Please, 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 stop it. You guys should stop it. If someone is on their period, just let them be, okay? Do not make things more difficult for them just because they are on their period. Besides, over about 800 million people menstruate daily. This is a normal thing. This is a normal occurrence. So why are we still experiencing period poverty in this day and age? 500 million people lack access to menstrual products and adequate facilities. Why? I think government should make things easy. If people can have condoms, free condoms, shared in hotels, even at events, then why can't we have free sanitary towels? Why is it okay to have condoms all over the place and then don't have sanitary towels in hotels? Why don't we see sanitary towels? Come on, people. Why should a girl not have access to, you know, the basic facility? In fact, water. Let me start with water. Water is very essential for anybody who is going through her period, you know, because the water you use can affect your health. It can give you infection. When there's no access to sanitary materials, it can affect the overall sexual and reproductive health of a woman. It can cause bacteria. I think they call it bacteria vaginosis. It can cause this. Lack of access can cause discomfort. Imagine if you cannot have your bath. Yeah? Imagine if you cannot clean up properly. It can cause you psychological stress, in fact. It can cause you depression. What are we talking about? Promoting menstrual health and hygiene is important because it safeguards women's dignity. It safeguards women's privacy. It safeguards women's bodily and integrity. And in fact, self-efficiency, that's what I call it. You know, I will stop here because I'm getting emotional. I don't want to get emotional. Okay, so see you guys next time, and have yourself a wonderful day. Thank you.